Good afternoon, everyone. I call the Senate Health and Social Services meeting to order at 1:31 p.m. on Thursday, February 18th, 2021. We're meeting today in room 205 of the Capitol Building. Please remember to silence your cell phones as a courtesy. The committee members present today are Senator Hughes, Senator Costello's excuse, another state business, and Senator Begich, and myself. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Today we have two items on our agenda under bills previously heard and scheduled. We're going to continue with Senate Bill 65, Liability Consulting of Healthcare Providers, sponsored by Senator Keel. Senator Keel is here with his trusty staff, CJ, to answer any additional questions from the committee. We initially held a hearing and took public testimony on this bill on Tuesday, February 16th. Just want to know if there's any further comments from the bill sponsor.
Mr. Chairman, no further comments. I appreciated the good committee discussion, and I understand there are some improvements to the bill pending before the committee.
All right. Are there four take amendments? Any comments?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does the sponsor of the bill like the improvements and is good with the improvements? I'm sensing, because you said that word, that it was positive, but I just thought I'd ask.
Well, let's get those improvements on the record here, and then we can, if the bill sponsor would like to speak to him.
You're going to keep him up. Okay.
Yes, we're not going to dismiss him. I said that's where we're going to give him some special privileges today. Normally, we'll just have a discussion, and bill sponsor just watches and waits, but with that being the first bill of the year, we can have a little bit of kindness today. With that, we have amendment number one. Senator Hughes.
Mr. Chair, I move amendment number one.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Senator Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment is a result of our conversation at the last committee hearing that by clarifying on page 2, line 14, with the words "by the consulting health care provider" after the words "a written report," so it read "a written report by the consulting healthcare provider is not prepared as a result of the consultation." It would make it clear that if the second provider, not the consulting, but the second provider wrote a report, it would not trigger liability for the health consulting provider.
All right. Thank you for that. Do you want to provide any comments, Senator Keel? Or staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I neglected to identify myself for the record.
Yes.
I am Jesse Keel, Senator for District Q. As discussed at the previous hearing, Mr. Chairman, I think that this amendment is a good clarification about when the liability shield is triggered.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Discussion? With that, I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one passes. Reef Eddie's here. Back on the record, we do have amendment number two, and it's my amendment. I'll move amendment number two.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you. Amendment number two is we talked to the bill sponsor and some other folks, other medical providers, and this would allow chiropractors, our medically licensed and trained healthcare professionals who also provide consultations on a regular basis, and we feel that they should be included in this legislation. With that, I'll stop and ask if the bill sponsor has any objection or comments that they would like to make to that amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is CJ Harrell. I'm an intern for Senator Keel. We also received several chiropractors. Several chiropractors also reached out to us, and it does make sense to add them as well to it. We discussed that amendment with them this morning.
Yes, thank you. And for the record, I just want to recognize we were joined a while ago by Senator Reinbold. With that, do we still have an objection?
I am happy to remove my objection, and I will do so, Mr. Chair.
All right. Is there further objection? Seeing or hearing none, amendment number two passes. Are there further amendments? Seeing and hearing none, I'll take the will of the committee. Senator Hughes.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 65, version 32-LS0002, /B, as amended from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Right. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 65 moves from committee. And please, we'll take an ad-ease to sign documents. Thank you, Senator Keel and staff, and to present this bill. Well done.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Next, before the committee, we have back Senate Bill 70. We first took public testimony and had the initial hearing on this bill also on February 16th. Before us, we have Ms. Martin from Senator Wilson's office. And are there any questions or comments before we... before we adopt the CES we have before the committee. So let's do that first. Senator Hughes.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Health and Social Services Committee substitute for Senate Bill 70, version B, before the committee as our working document.
Sure. And I'll object for purposes of discussion. There we go. Sorry about that, trying to find my notes. So basically, the CES before us retains the reporting requirement that was originally adopted in SB 91 in 2017, as requested from the committee in our previous discussions. However, there is a change in this, so we still have to repeal the old documentation and add a new reporting requirement, as the old reporting requirement was referencing the opioid epidemic, and since that is ending as an emergency declaration, and not likely to exist in perpetuity, we're now going to have the reporting requirement language change to reference the opioid overdose drug distribution instead. Is there any other further discussion?
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Was the opioid declaration, was that a state-level declaration or was that a federal declaration?
That was a state declaration and Senate Bill 91 by former Governor Bill Walker.
Okay, thank you for that. I missed the hearing on this particular bill previously, so thank you for that.
Thank you. With that, any other, Senator?
Okay. Well, I will have a comment.
Yes, Senator Begich.
I mean, it's a meeting. I have to talk, so I just want to thank you for taking into account the comments made at the last meeting and seeing it in the CS. I appreciate it. I, of course, will be supporting it.
Thank you. Yes, Senator Hughes.
And I just want to put on the record, too, that I appreciate the input from Michael Carson with My House in Wasilla regarding this bill, and appreciate his work in this area and his tracking what we're doing here.
All right. With that, Ms. Martin, any comments that you would like to make from our office?
No, thank you.
Okay. With that, I'll move my objection. Are there any other further objection to adopt it to the CS? Hearing none, the CS is adopted. Are there amendments to the CS of Senate Bill 70? Seeing and hearing none, we'll look to the will of the committee. Senator Hughes.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Health and Social Services Committee substitute for Senate Bill 70, version 32-L7039-0 /B, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing or hearing none, Senate Bill 70 passes from committee. The CS for Senate Bill 70 passes from committee. This will conclude our business for this afternoon. Next week, we'll take up Senate Bill 67, the Nurses Compact, by the Senate Rules, behalf of the governor. On the initial hearing on that Tuesday, we just plan to hear the overview of the bill and take invited testimony and open public testimony on that Thursday. For that bill. So I just want to put that out there so people don't hold online for public testimony all day Tuesday. And so I just want to get that intent out there and take up, obviously, the discussion of the committee. With that, are there any closing comments from committee members?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Begich.
I just want to thank you for a rapid meeting, getting things done and moving things forward. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, with that, we please, members, stay around to sign the committee report for Senate Bill 70, and we are adjourned at 1:43 p.m.